Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock.
I know she misses Bonte. That's okay. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony?
But I want to say I've already predicted Super Bowl, and I said this is the first game that I really saw some of Mac because I was away. But that dude, oh, my God. But I knew when you played his voice or in the radio when he said, you know, I get the rhythm, and then I let it go, and then I let it fly. And I knew the boy has it. Oh, my God, we have two of them now. And this Mac, you know, with Purdy, you know, I love him, right? But sometimes you're not quite sure. But every time Mac lets the ball fly, you know it's hitting its target. I don't know why. He feels like Brady to me. But, and then what I'm thinking is Shanahan, you know, that's still the weakest link. He should not say during the
interview,
you know, I was afraid.
You can't call Shanahan. Tony!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't call Shanahan
what?
The weakest link. You can't call Shanahan the weakest link. The
well,
day after.
Is. Imagine
stop
if we
it.
Had
stop
Campbell
it.
In there.
Stop.
Oh, my
cut,
God.
Cut,
okay,
cut,
but
cut,
this
cut,
new
cut
guy.
Cutter.
Tony and Oakland.
We beat Dan Campbell because Dan Campbell kept going for it on fourth down. The day after Shanahan pulls off the greatest rabbit out of the hat game of all time, okay, you cannot call in and say Shanahan's the weak link. I'm sorry.
I love Tony.
That might fly with Bonte on a Tuesday, days removed from the game. The day after that game, I'm not letting it happen. I'm
no,
just not.
We can't because that was an incredible coaching job by Kyle Shanahan.
She said if we had Dan Campbell after that game, you think Dan Campbell's doing that? Come on. And I like Dan Campbell.
No, we found out what happened when he
Come
lost
on.
All of his players on defense. They did nothing.
I'm not allowing Kyle Shanahan criticism. The day after that game. Not
Shut
today.
Up.
Like, I'm here for certain criticisms. Today's not the day. And not you're not calling him that today. No. No. I'm not letting it happen.
Baldy said it
I
was,
love you, Tony.
Baldy said it was one of his best coaching jobs ever.
Ever.
That's a fantastic coaching job by Kyle, by Sala. Like, the whole staff really needs to feel good about themselves. And to get these guys ready to play. To get Marcus Valdes-Scantling ready. To get these guys up and ready to play. Because the detail in some of these plays is you can't just walk through this stuff and go, okay, we're going to dial this up on Thursday night in a short week. You don't even have time. And so I just think to be able to get all those plays in, to rehearse them, to execute them when you have to. Even the McCaffrey touchdown. Like, out of that shift. On at the 1 yard line there, just to get Tongas, McCaffrey, Juice all lined up, and then to see Mac Jones execute that thing perfect, like that's precision right there.
And that's Brian Baldinger, who knows his stuff, joined us with an emergency Baldy session at 7:20. If you miss any of that interview, really good stuff. Find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. But in the meantime, let's hit these calls before we get to Fast Five. And in about 20 minutes' time, we'll be joined by Steiny and Guru for our crossover. Let's go to the man himself. We're going from Tony in Oakland to Brian in Palo Alto. Talk about a 1-2 punch right there. What's up, BPA?
What's up, dog?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? No Shanahan criticisms. I think they got to go this week. They got to go trade for a defensive end because Stafford had 18 seconds to throw the ball.
Facts.
And, you know, they got to go get a defensive end, go get Trey Hendrickson, give up a third round 2026 pick, something. But it's doable. Go get Brian Burns. The Giants has, what, 7 sacks already? But you got to get a defensive end. Like, it's, yeah. And so, and like, Saul, their pass rush was so bad. Saul really couldn't blitz. And, you know, I've been a pretty big Brock supporter historically. I think probably bigger than you, Shasky.
Yeah.
Actually, you've not really been one. But, yeah, I think it's, you know, he's been a bad quarterback for a year, right? Go back a year and his stats were 24 interceptions and 16 picks. He's been a below average NFL quarterback for a year. And we're starting to get to a place now where we're like, oh, you know, like we're starting to make excuses, right? Invent reasons to convince ourselves that, you know, this is a bad contract it's looking like right now. He's not looked good this year. You could say he's not healthy. He was a bad quarterback last year, period. Just bad. And so that's not acceptable play. 16 picks, 24 or touchdowns, sorry. That's not going to cut it. So I don't know. If he didn't have the contract, this decision would be incredibly easy. I think I would imagine you guys would agree with that, right?
I would.
Thanks, Brian.
And look, people are going to say roster politics and all that stuff.
I disagree that he had a bad season last year. I don't think he had a bad year last year. I think the team was bad. I don't think Brock Purdy was bad. Now, was he as good as he was the year before? No, he was not, but that was a historic MVP kind of a season.
That wouldn't be out. I would go in the middle. I would say it was a mediocre season.
I thought it was solid. But you can go mediocre. I said it was a solid season for them, but it was a lost year for the entire team. So it's hard to kind of quantify when the entire team around him kind of sucked and got hurt.
Here's the tough thing, I think, for a lot of Niner fans to come to grips with. He had a really good run his rookie year, okay? Really good run his rookie year. The first full season was 2023, and he was outstanding.
Incredible.
No, he was outstanding, yeah. All right? I know things were a little different after the Baltimore game, but I'm still going to, like, it was an outstanding season, just an overall outstanding year. Last year was, like I said, mediocre. We act like he's been outstanding for 3 straight years. Mm. He hasn't. So, you know, not that he's the mediocre player that he was last year, but he's got about, I don't know, close to as many mediocre seasons as he has outstanding seasons, right? And so I think it's somewhere probably in the middle, right? I think it's probably somewhere in between those two. But now you're hurt. So,
well, that I was just talking about with Sam off air, and I was like, the frustrating part of this type of injury that's not going to go away, it's just not going to this season. That's what it feels like anyways, is that anytime like Brock does come back and performs and it's subpar or he makes a mistake, what is everyone going to do immediately? Well, he's hurt. Oh, well, it's got to be the foot. It's got to be the... It's going to be in the back of everyone's mind.
Well, he doesn't have this guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be, we're going to be talking about it with training wheels.
But let me also be fair here. 3 games doesn't make a season.
No.
For Mac Jones, right? 3 games is 3 games. I mean, it's literally a fifth or whatever of the season. So it's only 3 games, right? And so I don't think I'm going to lose my mind in either direction, meaning I'm not running Brock out of town. I'm also not anointing Mac Jones. I'm just like, let's see where we're at as a team, health-wise, moving forward. And I'm going to try to make the best decisions I can based off who's out there. But I do think that there's a large contingent of Niner fans that feel like, oh, he's got 3 straight unbelievable seasons. And he just doesn't. You know who has 3 straight unbelievable seasons? Lamar Jackson.
All the Hall of Fame guys.
Josh Allen.
Guys that are in the top 4 or 5.
Right.
Matt Stafford. Really?
Yeah.
Those
guys all have done it quite closer to a decade.
Yes.
But like that's the big separator. Like, look, Jalen Hurts was outstanding last year down the stretch. Had a great year the year they went to the Super Bowl. It's been kind of like in the middle, like no man's land, mediocre, if you will. I like him. I have as many questions on him as everybody else.
The entire offense can't run or throw, yet they're undefeated. I was watching the our guy Greg Cosell breakdown about it. He's like, I don't know how this team is undefeated right now. They can't run or throw the ball. But again, it goes back to just winning and having winning plays and winning football. And that's what the Niners did yesterday in all three phases, Joe. All three phases yesterday. But I'm with you in that we, like, crowning Brock Purdy, like, crowning in that everyone was saying he deserved to get paid. Everyone knew
he deserved a pay raise.
It was time for that. He clearly was really good. They went to a Super Bowl. They were an overtime period away from winning it. That being said, if he keeps getting hurt and if this starts to linger, that is going to be a major question mark in this offseason. How is the rehab process going to go? If that is his superpower, if we're talking about his elite traits being the brain and then the scrambling ability, well, if you take away one of those and your size isn't great and your arm isn't great, then we're talking about, like, you know, Drew Brees when he was like 38, 39, 40.
Well, Garcia had to kind of, Jeff Garcia was a scrambler. I mean, he was not an arm guy.
Yeah.
He was decision, broken play. Like, Brock, in many ways, at times, is a better version of Jeff Garcia because I think he's more accurate.
Yeah.
But in other ways, like, what did in Garcia for about 3 years in the middle of his career? Injuries.
Yeah.
He was small, and he got beat up, and he had to kind of change his play style. And then he went to Tampa and Philly, and he became less reckless with his body. And look, it's one foot injury, so I don't want to make it like it could be freak. I don't know. Like, we're going to have to see where this goes from here. But again, like, I also don't think he sucks. I don't think he's lousy. I don't think any of those things. I'm not ready to say goodbye to him and crown Mac. It's all too soon. Just enjoy the win last night.
Ride the wave, right? Let's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.